today and what we have in the packet already. Okay, moving on, change of zone number 2053, Seaside at Lewis LLC and Derrickson Properties LLC.
And Madam Chair, just before we begin on this, I'm going to defer, or not defer. So now I'm getting caught up.
You're going to abandon us.
Mr. Sharp is aware of this one, so if there's issues, we can bring him in.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
You're welcome. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 29.97 acres, more or less. The properties are lying on the northeast side of Coastal Highway, which is State Route 1, directly north of the Cave Neck Road, Sussex County Route 88. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 23, Parcel 1.04, and Parcel 1.04. And staff would note it is a portion of submitted into the record. Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the deed for the property. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, exhibit booklet, and the presentation materials, which is on the screen. We have a copy of the artesian willing to serve letter. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Okay. Up for a doubleheader.
And are there a bunch of people in opposition who are hiding under the benches that we just can't see from up here? No
maybe.
Comments.
This is a second. I can see it drew a crowd.
Yeah. Normally you do draw a crowd, so...
For the record, David Hutt with the law firm of Morris James, representing the applicant Seaside at Lewis LLC and Joe Reed, which are the owners of the property that was just introduced by Mr. Whitehouse a moment ago. As you'll note in all the advertising and such, the property was identified, the owners of the property were identified as Seaside at Lewis and Derrickson Properties LLC about a month ago. Mr. Reed individually purchased Derrickson Properties property. But it's all the same property and such. But now Mr. Reed is the owner of the piece that was owned by Derrickson Properties, and he is also one of the principals of Seaside at Lewis LLC. Another principal is his son, who's sitting to his right, Brent Reed. The individual who was sitting next to me in the front row needs no introduction, Ring Lardner with Davis Bone and Friedel. They are the project engineers for this application. This afternoon's application is to have the area that you can see highlighted in yellow on the screen, which is approximately 30 acres, specifically 29.97 acres, changed on the county's official zoning map from the AR1 district to the C2 medium commercial district. Many of you know that this property, not just the area highlighted in yellow, but the area behind it, has been the subject of a lot of different ideas, applications, and concepts over the years. I know the chair is the longest tenured commissioner, and she has seen a couple of those applications, and Mr. Collins has seen, I believe, the subdivision. Yes. Just real quickly, there was a change of zone application 1770, which sought to change the zoning classification of 114 and a half acres from AR1 to CR1. That's what everybody knows as the Overbrook Town Center. Another application that followed that was Overbrook Meadows West, which was subdivision number 2018-10, which was 135 lots on 65 acres. Another subdivision that followed that was Overbrook Meadows, which was another 105 lots planned on 50 acres. Then the fourth time that this was considered was as the prior owner filed a request to change the designation of these properties on the future land use map. In 2008, they were shown, on the 2008 future land use map, they were shown as being in a growth area. The 2018 future land use map removed them from the growth area, and the former property owner brought a petition or application to change that. That was known as ordinance number 21-09. The Planning Commission voted 3-2 in favor of restoring it to be in a growth area. County Council did not adopt that recommendation. And there was subsequent litigation over that. The most recent application, and the one why it looks familiar to you, Mr. Collins, is because subdivision number 2023-07 was a cluster subdivision that you can see represented on the screen behind these properties. And that's a cluster subdivision consisting of 359 single family homes on 241 acres. And that was approved by the Planning Commission on January 9th, 2025. so a little more than a year ago at this point, and that has a density of 1.49 units to the acre. With that background on the application, I'm going to real quickly review the site location and land use features with the commission. This location needs no introduction for a number of reasons. Most recently is because it's just before the speed camera for all the construction on Route 1, just south of Cave Neck Road that has caught, I think it's at this point, tens of thousands of people exceeding the work zone speed limit. Hopefully no one in this room has had their picture taken by that speed camera. The image on the screen shows, you can see the surrounding area. Of course, Route 1 runs diagonally across the screen from left to right. The road that you see intersecting it here is Cave Neck Road, or Sussex County Road 88. As you can see, as I think most people are aware, DelDOT has a planned project at that intersection for the future, and the Cave Neck Road grade separated intersection project, which is referenced in the project materials. As was indicated when it was introduced, this is for all of the parcel that's right along Route 1 here, and then a portion of Parcel 1, which is behind that. The other portions of Tax Parcel 235-23-1 are either part of the cluster subdivision that's behind these properties, or they are areas that are anticipated to be acquired by DelDOT as part of the right-of-way acquisition for the grade-separated interchange. During the public hearing for the subdivision, those areas, and if we blew it up, you could see it, that are highlighted in yellow were referred to as future development. They're still referred to as future development because at this moment it is unknown what the future use of those properties would be. However, if the county ultimately acts favorably on this application, it is anticipated that the use of this property would be for consumer goods and service related businesses and offices, services like a grocery store, restaurant, boutique retail shops, coffee shop, medical or other professional offices. And this would be a continuation of businesses and commercial uses that exist along this corridor already. And I'll just start with, go from Cave Neck Road down to the Minas Conaway intersection, which is around the Nassau area. If you stay on the western side of Route 1, you have the Heritage Antiques, followed by Harvard Business, then the Red Mill Inn. There's a brand new multi-story storage called American Storage that's also the home of Grolic Builders. Just past that, there's an office for Delaware Guidance Services, and then Beach Babies, and right before you get to Red Mill Pond, there's a doctor's office that's a cardiovascular office. After that, you have more residential uses on the other side of Red Mill Pond along Route 1. But then starting about where the cursor is located, which again is just north of the Nassau Bridge, you have Tyndall's Casual Furniture, and as you move then further north on the eastern side of Route 1, you have Patriots Plaza, the Lighthouse of Lewis, the Meineke car servicing garage, the Surfing Crab, a State Farm. Then you have the Red Mill Center, which has Floors and More. And then, of course, as you move closer or north and closer to this property, you have the Willow Creek Plaza, which is right off of Willow Creek Road. And, of course, you can see all of the residential development that has happened, particularly on Cave Neck Road, as you move west away from Route 1. With respect to the property's designation on all the various land planning tools that the commission is familiar with, what you can see on the screens is the 2020 State Strategies map, which identifies this property as being in a level 4. I note this map, and I'm going to compare it. This is going to be like an eye doctor test for you, because I will show you the 2025 State Strategies map. And what you can see is there's a little bit of an increase in the State Strategies level for a number of properties. For instance, the property on the northwest corner of this intersection between Cave Neck Road and Route 1. But in addition, and it was subtle probably, but there's a number of instances where you can see that the state has indicated that this area has intensified in its use because things that were once level 3 are now level 2, and things that were once level 2 are now level 1. So if I go back to 2020, you can see the amount that's level 2 versus level 3, and even in the right-hand side, level one, the red. And you can see that, all of that has increased. There's a lot more one, there's a lot more two, and less three. Again, just recognizing that the growth that has occurred in this area. When you think about the state strategies map, of course, oftentimes people talk about funding. As I mentioned earlier, the state is designing, presently in the design stage, for a grade separator intersection at this, at Cape Neck Road. And according to DLDOT's CTP development plan for fiscal years 25 to 30, this is currently a $62,321,005 project. So the state is clear. I don't know where the $5 came from. It's what's on the sheet. I note that, though, just to note that while this is a level four area, the impact of this intersection and this corridor has been noted by the state regarding, again, the uses of this property. And we'll talk a little bit more about that grade separator intersection in a moment. On the 2045 future land use map, the property is designated as being in a low density area. And I said this earlier, but in the low density area, there are business and commercial uses that the comprehensive plan would indicate are appropriate. And those include business development that's confined to businesses addressing the needs of the two uses, agricultural activities and homes that predominate the rural areas. And it goes on to state in chapter four that the focus of retail and office uses should be providing convenience goods and services to nearby residents. Again, this is what the purpose of this application would be. As the commission is familiar, there is table 4.5-2 regarding applicable zoning districts to various designations on the future land use map, and the C2 zoning district is an applicable zoning district in the low density areas. The next tool that the Planning Commission often uses to look at applications is the county zoning map, of course. You can see that the property and what surrounds it on the eastern side of Route 1 is zoned AR1. The property immediately to the north of this property is within an agricultural preservation district. It's known as the Cedar Tree Farms District. South of the property along the eastern side of Route 1, the same side as this, you can see all the various shades of red, the C1 properties. The darker shade of red is CR1. There's also C2 that's mixed in here as you get closer to the Nassau Bridge. And of course, if we were to realign the uses map with that map, those, of course, are the locations where all those businesses that I referenced a moment ago are located along Route 1. When you cross over Route 1, there is C1 that's right across from the property, as well as C3, the heavy commercial district. As you move further south, there is actually B1, neighborhood business district, then some C2, as well as, of course, further areas that are in that same C1 zoning classification for this area. The growth of this area that was recognized on the state strategies map is likely because of some of the more recent change of zone applications that have occurred in this area. And by recent, I mean last 5 or 6 years. At the intersection of Cave Neck Road and Route 1, there's the Chapel Farm project, which actually had two change of zone applications. One was change of zone 1891, that changed 6.4 acres from AR1 to MR, and that was adopted by County Council on June 22nd, 2021 as ordinance number 2783. Right next to it, of course, was a piece of property that was that zoning classification was changed from AR1 to C3, the heavy commercial district. And that was for 8.53 acres, change of zone application 1892, ordinance number 2784, adopted on that same date, June 22nd, 2001. It's also significant to note, as some of you will likely recall, the MR portion is actually at a higher density. That's at 10 units to the acre, based upon the project that was presented as part of the Chapel Farm application. The year before that, and just south of that, there was properties where the cursor is located that were changed. The zoning designation was changed from AR1 to C2, the same designation that's being sought here this afternoon. And that was for 3.03 acres and was change of zone application 1916. adopted by County Council on June 28th, 2020 as ordinance number 2727. The zoning code describes the purpose of the requested C2 medium commercial district as being to support uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and services businesses. The district will be primarily located near Arterial and Collector Streets. It accommodates community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. While this application is on all fours with all parts of that purpose, the part of that that I wanted to focus on is the sentence that says, the district shall be primarily located near Arterial and Collector Streets. This property certainly meets this purpose as it has significant road frontage along Route 1 itself, which is a major arterial roadway as it's defined by the Sussex County Code, and DLDOT defines Route 1 as a principal arterial. And of course, everyone readily recognizes that Coastal Highway or Route 1 is one of Delaware's primary north-south corridors. With more than 1,100 feet of frontage, this property certainly qualifies as being located along a major arterial. With that background on the comprehensive plan and requested zoning classification, I did want to review a few of the bulk area details of the property. Under the code, C2 requires a minimum of 15,000 square feet. This property just meets it at 30 acres, so it'll be certainly adequate to meet all those requirements. The code requires a width of 75 feet, and as I've just mentioned, there's more than 1,100 feet of frontage along Route 1. The code requires a depth of 100 feet. Again, this is easily met as the areas that you see outlined in yellow are more than 750 feet deep. There are no wetlands located on the property, and in fact, the wetlands along this area have been delineated by Mr. Lene with the office with environmental resources as part of Davis Bone and Friedel. And you can see that based on those delineations, the proximity of this parcel to those delineated wetlands, and the closest location is 1,890 feet from this proposed commercial area to any of the delineated wetlands. The property is not within a floodplain as it is in Zone X on the FEMA maps. As was indicated when Mr. Whitehouse introduced the application, Tidewater Utilities has provided a willing and able letter as well as artesian for water and sewer respectively. There are no wellhead protection areas located on the property. As was noted in the staff report, there is a large portion of the property that is within an excellent recharge area, and future site plans that would come in front of the Planning Commission will have to comply with the Chapter 89 requirements for excellent recharge areas. A service level evaluation request was sent to DLDOT, and DLDOT responded that the county should consider this application without a traffic impact study, and there was a couple reasons for that. One is because the specific use is not known, and of course the specific use will be what indicates the number of trips associated with that use, and that's fairly typical of a change of zone application where the use is unknown. In addition to that, of course, you have the upcoming grade separated intersection project that DLDOT has underway. And as some of you will recall from prior public hearings, DLDOT has always planned for there to be a certain amount of traffic on the eastern side of that future grade separated interchange. Included in the project book materials were minutes of the scoping meeting that occurred between the applicant, Mr. Lardner's office, as well as DLDOT, as part of the Seaside Residential Community application. And in those minutes, it references the planned capacity on the eastern side of Route 1, and that the planned capacity was for 217 single-family detached homes and 300,000 square feet of retail space to be on these parcels that are on the eastern side of Route 1 there. Of course, as I indicated when we when I introduced the other applications that had been on for this property, the proposed Seaside, or the approved rather, Seaside subdivision is 359 lots, so it exceeds the number of anticipated single-family detached homes, and so those numbers were modified accordingly or adjusted. So rather than 217 single-family detached homes and 300,000 square feet of retail space, those minutes from the DLDOT meeting indicate that there would be capacity for 360 single-family detached homes and 224,732 square feet of shopping center. When you look at those minutes, it indicates that no TIS or traffic operations analysis, TOA, would be required because the traffic capacity was anticipated and planned as part of the grade separated intersection. Again, the engineers at Davis, Bowen, and Friedel have had communications with DLDOT, and from those communications, we understand that the design of that overpass is almost complete. Once that design is complete, the project will be put out to bid, and DLDOT will, of course, begin acquiring the necessary right-of-way for the project. If you were to go online right now to DLDOT's project portal, you would see that construction is scheduled to begin in the summer of 2027, and it would end then in the fall of 2029. This is also an exhibit from that project portal for DLDOT. This is the selected alternative, and for that overpass, most of you, if not all of you, have probably seen this or looked at it in some fashion or one fashion or another. Essentially, I'll run through it quickly. Route 1 shifts entirely to the east. All the lanes of Route 1 will shift eastward. That'll allow room for a frontage or service road to come along the western side of the property to serve all those businesses that I talked about at the outset. Cave Neck Road goes over top of Route 1, and there are three new roundabouts that you can see at various locations. Two are on the western side, and then there is one that's proposed on the eastern side, right where this application would take its entrance off of that spot. Willow Creek Road, which I mentioned, is down here on this eastern side. There is a connector road that connects Willow Creek Road all the way up eventually to this roundabout and the extension of Cave Neck Road that'll come across Route 1 at that location. I know that when traffic is discussed in the land use applications that the Planning Commission sees twice a month, one of the topics that you hear about most often is the word concurrency. And of course, that means that the infrastructure improvements coincide with when the project or development occurs for whatever site we're talking about. The completion of the grade separated interchange was an express condition of the Seaside subdivision. It's also in a condition of the a portion of the Chapel Farm project that the Planning Commission previously decided and I referenced a few moments ago. Certainly change of zone applications cannot be conditioned, so that can't be a condition of this. But the comfort that the Planning Commission can have this afternoon regarding this is that the entrance to the proposed commercial area is off of the grade separated interchange that DLDOT will construct. And so there won't be an opportunity for this to have a commercial use until DLDOT completes that grade separated interchange, installs the roundabout on the eastern side. Then Davis, Bowden, and Friedel will present site plans for the Planning Commission to review regarding whatever use is proposed for that property. And that site plan review is significant not just for traffic, but also because, of course, it means that the Planning Commission will look at the individual uses and all of the typical things that you consider with respect to stormwater management, parking, and the other details of the site, how it interacts with the subdivision that is behind it, all those things that are going to be designed in accordance with the county's zoning code. As I conclude, I wanted to reiterate a couple of points. First, this is a growing area, and the nature of that growth is reflected and in the state strategies map changes that you saw, those more recent change of zone applications that have been approved by the county. Bless you.
Thank you.
In addition, it has been recognized, the growth in this area has been recognized by DLDOT. As you heard, it's investing more than $62 million at this intersection of Cave Neck Road and Route 1. And anticipated and included both residential and commercial uses on the eastern side of that future overpass. Third, once that future overpass is complete, hopefully in 2029, it'll be much more difficult to farm the area between the residential subdivision that's going to be there, as well as, of course, Route 1 and the interchange that exists, making farming a much less convenient use between those two, the subdivision and the new, more easterly Route 1. Fourth, as I mentioned a moment ago, the Cave Neck Road overpass creates concurrency for this application, as in order for there to be a commercial entrance for the any future use of this project, the grade separated interchange will have to be completed. And then fifth is sort of the common sense of this application. I reviewed how this matches the comprehensive plan and the purposes for the low density area. I reviewed how the C2 district is consistent with the uses in the area and with the purpose of the C2 district. And certainly those land planning tools are helpful and instructive, but basic principles of land use planning says you put more intense uses closer to the highway, and as you move away from that highway, the intensity decreases, and of course that's what's proposed, as you would have a proposed commercial area immediately adjacent to a major arterial leading back and away from that would be less intense uses with a subdivision with a low density. That highlights the common sense of this, but when you think of it even practically, I think it stands out even more. The future residents of Seaside at Lewis, the new subdivision, certainly probably don't want to jump onto Route 1 to pick up groceries or to visit something. It'd be much more convenient if they could do something at the front of their, right in front of their subdivision. And that's a limited number of people, right? That's 359 units. But think of all the hundreds and probably thousands of units that are on Cave Neck Road that with a commercial area there wouldn't have to venture out onto Route 1 either. If you lived in Vincent Overlook, you could come onto Cave Neck Road, drive on Cave Neck Road, go over top of Route 1 and go around the roundabout and turn into whatever the future commercial areas are, return and never have entered the Route 1 corridor, particularly obviously during the summer or a busy weekend. Similarly, if a person doesn't live on Cave Neck Road and wants to access this, they won't have to drive on any smaller, other than whatever they do drive on to get out of their community. Eventually they will end up on a major arterial, and they once they get on that major arterial Route 1, their access will be to take an exit ramp off the Cave Neck overpass, enter a roundabout, and then get in into whatever those commercial uses are. Again, that is where many people have indicated, even in recent public hearings, where they would like to see commercial development is off of these major highways and the locations, of course, that are being improved by DLDOT. The common sense of this demonstrates that these parcels are an appropriate location for the C2 medium commercial zoning classification based upon the comprehensive plan and the zoning code and the nature and character of this area. We would ask that the Planning Commission recommend to County Council that the change of zone for these properties to the C2 medium commercial district be approved. I do have a proposed set of findings that I will give to Mr. Whitehouse. That concludes my presentation. Happy to answer any questions that the commissioners or staff may have.
Thank you, Mr. Hutt. We will start with Mr. Collins.
This is pretty consistent with what I expected would be proposed to happen here. So I don't actually think I have any questions other than, is it anticipated that there may be a connector that runs north to the other development that, you know, presuming that the rest of this land becomes developed that's adjoining these parcels? No. Yes.
You mean a connector road that runs this way?
Yeah, so running north from this proposal.
No, and the reason for that is because there's the agricultural preservation.
Oh, that's right. That's in preservation. Yes, that seems to occasionally happen. Well, it sort of blocks the ability for DLDOT, I guess, to
make that connection happen.
Anything else?
No other questions. Yeah.
No, no questions.
Mr. I have no questions.
I don't have any questions either. Staff? Anybody?
Job, Dave.
Not for me, thanks.
Yep. Okay. Well, you probably don't need to have a seat because I don't think that anybody's going to show, but you can have a seat. Is there anybody that is here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2053? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none, are there any further questions?
No other questions. Madam Chair, I move that we close the record and defer action on change of zone 2053, Seaside at Lewis LLC and Derrickson Properties LLC.
Second.
Okay. Close the record for Seaside at Lewis, change of zone number 2053. The motion has been made to defer action and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you.